Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and songwriter Raya Wuz creates music that draws on electronica, experimental pop, and alternative rock. It's anything but obvious. Yet her new album is called Captain Obvious. We'll find out what that's all about in a few minutes, but first, here's Raya Wuz and her band performing a song called What It Feels Like. That's Raya Wuz singing her song, What It Feels Like, live here at Our Piano, with a band that includes some familiar faces. Cale Hawkins on MIDI keyboard, backing vocals. Laura Faye Ashavud on vocoder, sampler, and backing vocals. Tim Lappin on bass. More backing vocals. Brian Basordi behind our drum kit. No voices. A four-part harmony will do you, right, Raya?
I mean, I asked Brian if he'd sing. He said no.
So, Cale and Laura Faye have both been here before with Laura Faye's band Arthur Moon. So, just wondering how much of an actual communal thing this is.
Arthur Moon is the family, umbrella, as it were. I made this record in solitude, almost completely on my own. And actually, this is the first time I'm hearing it externalized with a band.
Wow.
I've worked with Brian coming up on 10 years. I had a band trio with Aviva J, Brian and myself.
Who's also in Arthur Moon.
Who's also in Arthur Moon. Yeah. But, you know, when COVID hit, everything slowly broke down, and I ended up making this record in solitude and then had been performing only solo coming out of the pandemic and then into my first performance of this record, which I did all entirely solo at the piano. So actually, this is new. Now, Brian played on the record, and one other drummer, Lorfe, played a little bit of guitar, but otherwise, it's just me.
It's a big sound. At the same time that I'm not surprised to hear that it was you at home, because there is a kind of homemade quality to a lot of the sounds. You produced this. This is your second record, but is this the first one that you produced?
Yeah.
So, you know, did you have that? Did you have a sound in mind, or was it a sound that you found as the songwriting unfolded?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I say it's my debut as a producer, and it is functionally, but the producers I'd worked with up to that moment had been like, you're a producer, like, stop playing. And I think that my demos have always had a very particular quality to them. I've always done this sort of like kind of like industrial, kind of like icy beat making against like the softness of my voice and the softness of the tones that I like from the piano and from synths. So I think that's always been there. But making this record for sure was like, from a producing standpoint, was like an exploration of a palette first. I'm very much like a music before lyrics person. Was like the finding of the palette and the processes, a lot of like field recording and a lot of sampling myself, sampling Brian. Like when I say he played in it, I mean we went into his studio and I made him play random things for an hour and a half and then chopped it up. I think music making for me is always like a kind of gut exploration thing. Mm. It doesn't, at this moment, it's not coming from my mind, really. It's a body gut thing.
Well, and you know, one of the funny things about field recordings is because they are sounds that we kind of recognize from our lives, they have a kind of gut punch effect.
Okay.
Vertigo, for example, I don't know what that sound is at the beginning
at
of
the
Vertigo.
Beginning.
What is that?
That was a dance studio that I passed right before pandemic, like February 2020. I was in Mexico City and had passed a dance studio, and that was like the teacher and the students, and that's the beginning of that track, and then like the claps that like iterate from there are like both from that and then live.
But some of the sounds that you use are pretty clear. There's the dog barking.
That's not a dog.
That's not a dog?
But,
what is that?
But everyone thinks it's a dog.
Oh my God.
Do you mean if you're asking?
If you're asking, I'm offering.
You're not the first person to wonder whose dog that is. It's me going. It's a exhale that I turned. I probably ran it through a vocoder and like turned it into
some type
of percussive thing.
Especially at the beginning before the full sound comes in, it's just so clearly a dog barking.
Let it be a dog barking. I'm not mad at it at all.
So, but, you know, that is kind of the fun of being a producer, is to be able to create, you talked about a palette, you know, you take a color and then you mix a tiny bit of another color or something, and now suddenly you have something that's your own.
Mm-hmm. I think also what you said about field recording, I keep thinking about it, that it's like feels guttural because it feels so familiar.
Yeah.
I think like the space of this record being both like deriving from that space and having the space of my home in it, it all kind of feels like this already nostalgic memory time capsule thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what makes it special and why I got brave and instead of soliciting lots of people to like fix it up or dress it up in the end, just like did a couple months of post-production with Laura Faye and sent it to mix and called it a day.
Yeah. And called it Captain Obvious, which I want to ask you about in a few minutes.
Okay.
But let's hear another song. Any Evil is the name of this one. You said you were a music person first. Music first, lyrics after. So do the words, when they come, do they come because they make sense or because they fit?
They come despite me, for sure. And after like a lot of torturous prodding, they often come in like shapes, sort of like you're saying, that they come in melody and sort of like mouth vowel-y shapes.
Mm-hmm.
This song, though, was a little bit more straightforward. It's one of the only songs I've written that's like a little bit a love song. But most of the time, it's like pulling teeth and finding what I've been wanting to say.
Yeah.
When I find it, it's undeniable to me, at least.
All right, let's hear a live performance. The album is called Captain Obvious from Raya Was, and this song is called Any Evil. Short, and despite the title, kind of sweet. Evil is the name of the song from Raya Was and the band live here in the studio from the album called Captain Obvious. So Raya, is Captain Obvious you, or is it a person? Is it a who or a what?
I think it depends. Captain Obvious started as the name of the folder in which the files of this record lived on my computer, and as a cue to myself to not overcomplicate, to not obfuscate, not overthink, but to follow what's obvious to me in order to make something most true to myself and in order to share myself most generously on this record. And it feels a little bit like a technology in that way. I've said, and I really like keep feeling more deeply, that this music is about seeing things as they are and saying what you mean. And the term Captain Obvious has like triggered that for me, and it just like brings me back to that place. I also love that it's kind of funny, and it reminds me to like have levity and not take it all so seriously. But if the music and I can function as Captain Obvious for others in this way, then I'll accept that responsibility humbly.
Well, you know, the thing is, when I hear, you know, tell things as they are, say what you mean, I wonder how close to art that is. You know, that sometimes what makes a song art is that I, as the listener, have to kind of figure out what you, the songwriter, mean mm-hmm. and what you are in fact saying. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes songs that just like say what they mean and just kind of sit there, but that doesn't appear to be what you're talking about.
Yeah, the songs are not saying what they mean. I'm trying to say what I mean. Mm. And I think that's honestly like a crucial difference. It's a relationship. Captain Obvious is a relationship between me and myself in that way. And my hunch that would lead to more honest art making.
So let's take an example. There's a track on the record called Money Worry.
Money so I don't. Tell me one more. Money so I won't. Money worry.
It's not really about worrying about money, is it?
No.
Although that is clearly stated in the lyrics.
Sure.
But then there's kind of this antiphonal word that keeps coming back. I think it's lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it seems like maybe that's the...
For sure.
The germ of the song.
Tropes. I mean, Captain Obvious is a trope, and I think the record is filled with tropes on purpose. You know, they hold like a kind of cultural significance. There's a familiarity with them, and they bring you in.
Right.
That like seems like the most obvious part of the record, but it is the least obvious. That's just the bait, you know?
Right, right.
And I think money functions, the money worry and the word money in that song functions exactly as you're saying to draw you in. And maybe I'm realizing today on this show that even the phrase Captain Obvious and all of the kind of like catchphrasey tropes are meant to bring you in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting because that word lost on your Bandcamp page, you can click the lyrics thing and it'll show you all the lyrics. That word does not appear.
Right. It's a sample. It's for you to, as you say, it's for you to come and find what you're going to find.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a treasure chest.
It seems that as you go through the record, the bangers are all kind of front-loaded, and by the end of the album, there are one or two exceptions, you're into more kind of interior, slower sonic territory. Was mm-hmm. that deliberate?
Yeah, that's really how I build my shows also. Like, I love to come out real hot out the gate to so that people shut up and, like, kind of to kind of, like, stop people in their tracks and then draw them in. And then you're in the palm of my hand. I that might have been my instinct with the order of things. I always knew that So Close would end the record, and there's a song afterward that feels like that's like one of the most tender moments of the record for me. The song after the fact, but it's called Easy to Force It. But So Close functionally, narratively ends the record to me, and I always knew that would be the bookend. Mm. So, and I always knew what it feels like would be the opener.
Yeah.
And maybe like wanting to loop it, you know, like maybe wanting to come back to what it feels like. Another thing I do in my shows is play the first song again at the end, mm-hmm. often from a different perspective. It helps me complete the cycle, and I think that records are a cycle, you know, and to feel like you've ended and you're ready to begin again, or you've made part of the spiral and now you're going to go deeper and deeper, like, is an orientation I've had really always since making music.
Well, The Dark Side of the Moon, beginning and ending with the heartbeat.
Sure.
The sci-fi novel Dahlgren is essentially a 500-page loop because it begins in the middle of a sentence and ends in the middle of that same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And folk songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the folk tradition, very often the first verse will come back at the end and will be the last verse, too.
Sure.
We as a species, we seem to like that kind of bringing things full circle.
Mm-hmm. I know I do, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm inclined toward it.
But So Close is the track that you're going to play next.
Mm-hmm.
The album is called Captain Obvious. Let's hear another live performance from Raya Was and her band live here in the studio.
I remember it all, and it's memory torturing me. Before we can talk, but you're far from me, inaudible. I'm gonna get you back, babe, and you'll save me. Cause truth is always the worst ones don't fight hard. Oh, it's useless, and it's the worst of us. Don't fight hard. I really wanted to land, just wanted a game plan. But I'm not used to fighting. Oh, I hide away. When you're far from me, in all the things, I'm gonna get you back, babe, and you'll see me. Cause truth is always at the worst of wisdom.
So Close is the name of the song. Live performance from Raya Was. Her sophomore album is out. It's called Captain Obvious. Raya, you did something interesting just a few moments ago when you asked me what I thought were the bangers on your record. Were you surprised? I mean, and I didn't mention, you know, give up the beat, which is another. I mean,
I'm curious where the bangers are.
Yeah. So were you surprised by any of my answers, or did you have a different kind of view of what you'd done?
I was told in playing this record to folks early on that Give Up the Beat would be a one, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, the ones who know have all been like, it's Playing God Again. Like, it's Playing God Again. That's the one. But, yeah, if you're asking, I think is the consensus.
Yeah, at
the moment.
Okay. It reminds me of, we recently had Dessa, the singer and rapper, here in the studio with Aviva J, as it turns out. And she said that when she and her producers tally up the number of songs on the record that are rap songs and the number that are sung, they don't always come up with the same number.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. So that even the team working on the record is coming at the songs from and is seeing them in totally different ways.
Yeah, I think that this record probably can be categorically, if we're making a list of bangers versus what's opposite of a banger.
Ballad?
Banger versus ballad.
Yeah.
Probably And actually, I think this is me historically, musically. Hard to tell if it's a banger or a ballad. I'm all about a slow burn, almost. A slow burn, almost banger ballad.
No banger ballad binary.
No banger ballad binary. But I mean, I mean, and talk about collaborators in this room. The record has come out on Switch Hit Records, which is a label that Laura Faye, myself, and Kale started just this past year that all of our records have come out on. And aside from organizing to release the music that we love and keep money in the hands of artists, we also have been like bouncing our release strategies off each other. And I think that there was probably a moment for sure between Laura Faye and I of debate about which songs are the singles and which are the
deep cuts.
The deep cuts. Yeah. That's the opposite of a single.
Right.
I think that my team might agree.
Yeah.
Ballad versus banger.
So to come full circle, there is kind of a community at work here.
There is a deep community at work here. Yeah. I mean, aside from this just being like the absolute dream band ever, forever, I feel so honored and blessed that this record has brought me to deepen my relationship with my community. It really makes the release cycle feel less sad and siloed, and more and more integrated and part of life.
Less part of the business and more of this is how we deal with people.
Sure. Yeah. But we're business too.
All right. You got to do it.
We really do mean business.
The album's called Captain Obvious. It's the latest from Raya Was. It's been great having you and this dream band of yours here in the studio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Irene Trudell is our technical director, Karen Havlik our producer, shooting video today. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.
Really just inclined to like play you more music.
What was that?
I'm so inclined to just keep playing you music.
I would take it.
I'm going to play you the bonus track.
You waiting for it all. You're queuing up. Coming walking through my door. Won't hear me out. And I was lonely before. You pull me out. Can you wait for me now while I find my own? Creep me out, baby. And ring me out, baby. And bring me out, baby, baby. Then I see you. And I was drawing hard lines, and I wasn't a gambler, but you ring me up. I was drawing hard lines on a fault line, but you ring me up, pick me up, ring me up, and you freak me out. Let me stop by when my home I love, say yeah. Stop by when my home I love, say yeah. Stop by when my home I
feels complete.
Easy to Force It is the name of the song, the bonus track from Captain Obvious and a bonus live solo performance by Raya Wuz. Thanks for being with us for this episode of Soundcheck from newsounds.org.